The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There was a man who davened three times a day in Shema Kolenu for a baby for 20 years. After 20 years of davening and it not happening, he decided, I'm done. I'm not davening anymore in Shema Kolenu for a baby. That's it. I've had it. I'm done. The next morning, he went to his Hashkama Minyan, to his Netz Minyan that he davens every day. Started Shmon Esrei, he started Amidah, and he got up to Shema Kolenu, and he was like on autopilot. He went, oh, I got to pay for a baby. Then he caught himself right before Shema Kolenu. He says, no, I'm not doing it today. I'm done. No more. All of a sudden, before he said the words Shema Kolenu, he heard a baby crying in the shul. A baby by Hashkama Minyan, by Netz, crying. And he heard that baby cry, and it broke his heart. And he poured his heart out in Shema Kolenu. And he said, Borei Olam, give me a baby like that, a crying baby. That year he had a baby. Wait, not the end of the story. He went right away to be Mevara, who that crying baby was. There was a man in shul who davens with him every day, who had a colicky baby. The baby used to cry for hours. He is colic. And the night before this davening, the baby was up all night and his wife was up all night. Finally, right before he went to shul, the baby fell asleep and his wife went to sleep. Said, you know, my poor wife, I'm going to take the baby with me for a few hours. She could have a good rest. He never dreamed the baby was going to wake up before davening was over. He just fell asleep and he had the carriage with him in shul, the stroller. The moment before this fellow was going to say Shema Kolenu, the second before, the baby started to cry. Rabotai, what is this about? You know what it's about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mit'aveh for that man's tefillah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I'm not going to do without your tefillah. And I let the baby cry all night and the wife should be up. So this baby should go to shul and cry right when you decide not to daven anymore. And he got another tefillah out of him. And he got a baby. Rabotai, all you couples, you wonderful couples out there that are struggling. You know what we learned from the story? That Hashem is mit'aveh for another tefillah. The baby didn't sleep, so that man could pray another tefillah.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org